And welcome, welcome, welcome to your Business at 2 session here on your number one talk radio station. This is the Business at 2, only on Eagle FM. And as we start off for this session leading up to 2:30, we start off with some interesting developments happening here in the capital, specifically as the city of Windhoek has unveiled that the planned city market is scheduled for this coming weekend. Let's have a listen to this. The first ever Windhoek city market is set to kick off this 2nd and 3 September in the beginning of the new month to follow. City of Windhoek indicated this earlier today at an event at the zoo park in the city centre. Now the well-known zoo park, Post Street Mall and also the sections of the Independence Avenue in between will be transformed into a bustling temporary street front retail space for local, small and medium enterprises, as well as also participating corporate entities. Approximately 105 vendors and exhibitors will participate in this first ever Windhoek market, and this will include 23 food vendors, 11 arts and crafts exhibitors, 8 confectionery traders, 8 and non-alcoholic sellers, 5 fresh farm product vendors, 5 second-hand item traders, and 42 so-called mixed variety traders, trading in, for example, cosmetics, hair products, and other items. The market will kick off and start on Friday morning at about 9 a.m. in the morning to September, and it will continue until 10:30 p.m. the night, with the day's activities culminating in an exciting music shows by well-known South African singer George Longane and also Namibia's very own Ethnics. On Saturday, the 3rd of September, the program will also include or will start at the same time period from 9 a.m. open to the public, and it will continue until 5 p.m. the Saturday afternoon. Throughout the event, residents of Windhoek as well as also visitors will be able to join in a variety of activities like Zumba, yoga, spinning and ballroom dancing, to name just a few of the activities. In terms of the safety component for this event, the city police as well as also the Namibian police will ensure the safety of the public during the event for the 2 days. To keep residents informed of all the exciting happenings, there will also be further entertainment that will provide live broadcasting for the city market as well. For more on this discussion, Eagle FM had a short discussion with the spokesperson of the city of Windhoek, Lydia Amutenya, just to get some more in terms of the motivation behind the city market.
Now, the Anti-Corruption Commission of Namibia.
Now, as the first weekend of September is creeping up on us in terms of this week, various activities, including cultural ones and also sports activities, are planned for the first weekend of September. For the 4th of September, there will be a Pink Day cricket match between the Richelieu Eagles, which is Namibia's senior men's cricket team, and South Africa's professional franchise, the DP World Lions, from the Gauteng, this coming Sunday. Now, for this specific day, which makes it a significant celebration, is the Pledge for Pink APS Pink Day match, in terms of where both teams will be pledging, as well as also providing their support in terms of cancer throughout Namibia. Now, this match, the Pink Day match, forms part of the Pledge for Pink, and it also aims to provide Namibians and fellow cricket lovers the opportunity to come out in support of a worthy cause for the day concerned. Now, it's an initiative in support of cancer awareness, and also for this one day only, the Richelieu Eagles cricket team in Namibia and supporters and also the venue will be coloured in pink. For this, we have a small discussion with the spokesperson of APS, Mr. Robert de Villiers, who explains the motivation behind the celebration of the day and also just the aim and also the initiative of bringing awareness towards cancer. For more, let's have a listen to this.
Okay. Yeah, Dwight, thanks for the call. APS is very involved for the past 5 years in cricket development, and we do a lot of development with cricket in Namibia. Mm. So we've got our own cricket academy, the APS Cricket Academy at Wanderers Sports Grounds. Mm. And then we also sponsor the APS Sixes, which is a Cricket Namibia initiative, mm. where we develop the sport in the rural areas. Mm. Then the thing guy is the only senior involvement that IPS has with cricket, and that is because of the awareness of cancer.
Mm.
And it's in partnership with the Cancer Association, and that is why it's called the Ping Day.
Mm.
So this one, this year, falls in between a tournament between Namibia, South Africa, and Pakistan.
Mm.
So the Highveld Lions from South Africa is here, and the Kalandas from Pakistan is here.
Mm.
And then obviously our proudly... Eagles, and the 4th of September is a doubleheader. There's a game in the morning and in the afternoon, and there's a lot of activities planned for the day, and it's all about cancer awareness and fundraising for cancer.
Exactly. And then, Mr. De Villiers, just to ask, before I let you go, in terms of the awareness around cancer, in terms of the importance of especially partnering up sports events with cancer initiatives, how is this one of the key ways to bring the awareness factor even further? Because a lot of people love sport, but then obviously we forget that sport sometimes can also have a good meaning. What can you add just on that?
Yeah, I think people must be aware of cancer, especially breast cancer and prostate cancer amongst men.
Mm.
That's two of the most common, and then obviously skin cancer in Namibia is a big thing as well.
Mm.
And people must go for regular checkups. And I think attending a Ping Day just created awareness that I must look after my own body.
Mm.
And I must take measurements to make sure I prevent it if possible, or early detection is of great importance. And I think that is the biggest value of a day like that, is bringing that awareness to people and making them think a little bit about their own health.
Mm. Exactly. Mr. De Villiers, before I let you get anything else to you that you can add that I forgot to ask?
Yeah, entrance is free for the day, the 4th of September at Wanderer Sports Grounds, and we invite the whole Namibia to come and attend. I think the Eagles team is currently the best performing sports team in Namibia. And come and support the guys. These two very strong teams that's here. The Pakistan team is very strong. The Highveld Lions comes with 6 Proteas in their group.
Mm.
So they take cricket in Namibia seriously, and it's going to be a very high standard of cricket.
Now, as you heard there, in terms of that discussion coming from the spokesperson of the APS organization, in terms of the awareness campaign being generated for the upcoming cricket match that is taking place this coming weekend, and it's all about bringing that awareness. However, since this week itself is also thematic with regards to cancer awareness, the Cancer Association also indicates 2 items. Firstly, that one being of the Pink Day celebrations, and why the Pink Day celebrations have been targeted for this week. And then secondly, also the news in terms of an oncology center or facility that the Cancer Association will unveil. Let's have a listen to these 2.
Tell us about the Pink Day, and what does it mean? What does it entail, that Pink Day?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So can I go ahead now?
Yes, you can go ahead.
Okay. Pink Day, it was established by Cancer Association for breast cancer survivors, breast cancer fighters, and newly diagnosed lady to do awareness about that cancer. So the pink presenting breast cancer, the pink ribbon, it's actually presenting breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what can we expect for this day?
Okay, on that day, we will sell pink items at our office here in Windhoek. We will have a free pap smear clinic and a physical breast examination to our ladies here in Windhoek and also in Swakopmund at our office.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and... Yes, go ahead.
For more information, people can follow us on our Facebook page or phone at the office here in Windhoek, which is 061-23774, and also at our office in Swakopmund, which is 064-461-271. mm-hmm. for more information.
Yes. And now these items that will be sold, the money that is made out of those items that will be sold, would this go then to breast cancer patients?
Yes, we actually support our ladies either to give them some material breast, which is also having another project, but we support them to do that, and also to another survivors or fighters, any type of breast, because we also are helping them with their transport money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're helping them with a lot of things, yeah. Yes. When they come to our office, yeah.
Yes, now this Pink Day that is set to take place has the slogan, Wings of Hope. Why that slogan?
Okay, this means because the passing 2 years, because of COVID, we couldn't have it. So we want to start flying higher as an eagle bird to help our ladies, our women, and empower them. That is why we have that Wings of Hope. Mm-hmm. Okay, my encouragement and motivation to my fellow ladies, the survivors, the fighters, the diagnosed, newly diagnosed, even the family members, just to take care of each other, to lift up each other. If you have a family member who diagnosed with breast cancer or a survivor, please don't let them be down, because we are here to helping each other in Namibia also, and all over the world. So breast, if somebody diagnosed with the breast or any type of cancer, it does not mean it's the end of the world. There is always hope, and if somebody has hope, so everything will be fine.
The Cancer Association of Namibia announced that they will open their own oncology palliative care home in Windhoek. The Chief Executive Officer of the Cancer Association of Namibia, Rolf Hansen, says that the brave cancer fighters are the heroes of the story, for it is through their suffering and challenges that we better understand the needs of our patients, could formulate an action plan, and are now in a position to execute this task. End of quote. This center is commonly referred to as a palliative care center or frail care center, and that this project will be seed funded by the Cancer Association of Namibia in order to benefit Namibians who need palliative support where quality medical care and understanding of cancer patients' needs are concerned. Hansen says that palliative care commences from the moment of cancer diagnosis and carries on throughout the cancer care journey, ending only in either rehabilitation, stabilization, or end of life of the patient. Traditional palliation was primarily concerned with a weakening patient, pain management, and end of life scenario. However, this new center, according to the Cancer Association, will be operating under CAN's auspices and will focus on the wider spectrum of care ranging post-surgical and post-treatment rehabilitation, stabilization, palliation of more acute patients, while a quality terminal end-of-life care program for both private and state patients will be offered. The Cancer Association of Namibia established House Acacia Interim Home in 1984 to accommodate out-of-town cancer patients undergoing treatment in Windhoek. In 2017, the CHICA Interim Home was established to address to surges in childhood cancer cases. And these homes will continue to operate, but terminal patients who need pain management and end-of-life support will now also have a sanctuary to turn to. The Cancer Association of Namibia has partnered with the University of Cape Town, Groote Schuur Hospital in Cape Town, and two independent palliative care organizations in the Western Cape to develop a unique Namibian program focused on cancer palliation. At an initial cost of approximately $10 million, to develop the center, the unit will be centrally located in Windhoek, with easy access for both state and private patients and their medical teams. It will offer 24-hour care for the 25-bed unit, and the Cancer Association says that they could not have made this without the help of their board of directors, management, staff of the Cancer Association, partners, sponsors, donors, and volunteers, and also members of the community who have supported them in this journey. to embark on this very important task of their operation. We'll quickly go to a short ad break, and from the break, we'll come right back, heading into the rest of this afternoon's program here on Your Business at 2 on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Olium nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira muhoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukulo olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tunatu mbali oheta tuvatatu ne nola no natu nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The Southern African Science Service Center for Climate Change and Adaptive Land Management, SASCA, is expecting the Southern African Green Hydrogen Atlas to be launched before the year end of 2022. And this is with 90% of the data sets having been collected. Now, the H2 Atlas of Southern Africa is focused on the assessment of potential to generate hydrogen in sub-Saharan Africa from the renewable energy resources in the region. According to the executive director of SASCAL, being Dr. Jane Olwoch, she says, in this assessment, we focused on detailed technological, environmental, economic, and social feasibility assessments. We also considered present and future local energy use and demand, not to mention future climate projections. Now, H2 Atlas Africa is the first phase of the German Federal Ministry of Education Research's Go Green, Go Africa Hydrogen Initiative, with the starting point of the process validating green hydrogen hotspots, which are expected to be followed by the building of pilot plants able to demonstrate the competitiveness of Southern African green hydrogen generation ahead of commercialization. Now, the work on 12 SADC countries involves 60 experts in the region and about 16 or more developers and mathematical modelers from the Forschungszentrum Jülich Research Institute in Germany. The 12 SADC countries that participated are Angola, Botswana, DRC, Eswatini, Malawi, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Still staying on the rest in terms of minerals and also Namibia's potential in this, saw Namibia just this past week sign an oil and gas and synthetics fuels memoranda of understanding with Japanese companies. Now, Namibia signed two memorandums of understanding with Japanese firms in the areas of oil and gas and synthetic fuels. This is as the Director General of the National Planning Commission, Obeth Kanjose, had announced. Now, Kanjose, who is attending the 8th Tokyo International Cooperation and Development Summit in Tunisia, said that Namibian Investment Promotion and Development Board, NIPDB, had inked an MOU with Japan's Mizuho Bank and Mizuho Securities as well. He says, this is to cooperate on the future of synthetic fuels, end of quote. Now, the government of Namibia, according to the National Planning Commission's Director General, entered into an MOU with Japan Oil, Gas and Metals National Corporation, JOGMEC, and he says, on cooperation in developing the critical mineral resources and oil and gas. JOGMEC is the Japanese government's own institution, charged with securing a stable supply of oil and natural gas and ensuring a stable supply of non-ferrous metals and mineral resources. Now, this comes as the two parties in 2010 signed an MOU to establish cooperation with the intention of expansion of business opportunities for the parties in both countries. Furthermore, another memorandum of understanding was concluded in 2016, through which the cooperation focused on the mapping of base metals and related geology using advanced remote sensing and capacity building on GIS and data processing. Now, JOGMEC in 2022 partnered with Namibia Critical Metals to jointly explore, develop, exploit, refine, and distribute rare earth mineral products from Loftal in the Kunene region of northwestern Namibia. Japan is also the most important consumer of rare earth minerals outside of China for the industrial complex that they have in terms of consumer electronics and further industrial products. Now, also staying on some more business news, this is as in South Africa, proposed changes for how alcohol is to be taxed are being considered in our southern neighbor. Now, this is as the Beer Association of South Africa, BASA, had submitted proposals to the National Treasury and the South African Revenue Service, SARS, to change how beer and other alcoholic beverages are taxed in the country. Now, BASA's recommendations come as the price of alcohol is hiked every year, with the latest changes from 2022 budget hiking the price of a 340ml can of beer by 11 cents more. Now, the beer industry has long been pushing for a change in how taxes are calculated. Specifically, where BASA has proposed the following changes includes that beer and other alcoholic goods that have lower levels of alcohol by volume are taxed proportionally lower than products with higher alcohol by volume. That the excise duties period of 30 to 60 days on all goods under the excisable alcohol products be applied uniformly. And BASA wants changes because it says the beer industry is currently being taxed disproportionately to other alcohol types, especially given the actual alcohol content. Now, it noted that wine in South Africa has a significant advantage in terms of excise duties as it remains at a 4 rand 96 cent, irrespective of its alcohol content, whereas beer is taxed at a rate based upon the ABV of 121 rand per litre of absolute alcohol. Now, BASA said that this disadvantage becomes apparent in beer products above 4.5% ABV, while the highest prejudice experienced by the craft beer sector, where beer ABV is generally around 7%, and at this point, beer is taxed at 3 rand 54 cents more than wine with the same ABV. We head into some economic indicators here at the end of the Business at 2 segment, and let's have a listen to some of this. Now, heading into some economic indicators and taking a look at some of the moves on the various trading bursars, as well as also commodity prices and also the currency moves. Now, the NSX overall ended on a very positive note in terms of its day's trading with 1.04% at the end of its share session, while the NSX local ended flat without recording any move and just being stuck on a 0% indicator. For the Johannesburg Stock Exchange All Share, it ended down minus 0.24%, while the JSE Top 40 was lower on minus 0.28%. The industrial sector was down by minus 1.23%, while the financials were down by minus 2.05%, with resources being higher at a positive 0.51%, and gold miners moving higher to a positive 0.62%. Heading into the other international bursars and platforms, starting off in Asia, where the Shanghai Composite had lost minus 0.14%, the Hang Seng had fallen by minus 0.68%, and the Nikkei had fallen by minus 2.76%, the biggest out of the three major Asian trading platforms. The Dow Jones in the US, in its Friday session, before it continues or it starts off today, ended off on a minus 3.03%, while the Nasdaq had also fallen by a similar percentage margin. However, they were reaching topping closer to the minus 4% point in terms of their decline. The S&P 500 had lost minus 3.37%, and this is as the day's trading on the stocks on the S&P 500 had summed up to a mammoth $65 billion in activity. The stock 600 was down by minus 1.68%, while the German DAX was down by minus 2.26. The French CAC 40 was lower at minus 1.68%. in the British, in the UK, the FTSE 100 had concluded at a session down by just below 1%, with a minus 0.70% being recorded in its day's trading. And this culminated in a total of £2.35 billion being traded. Heading into the commodity prices, as well as also the currency exchange rates, with spot gold ending off just below a negative percentage point, recording a minus 0.78%, while platinum reached a negative 1% in its negative trend on its last session. Palladium had just surpassed a positive 1.08% gain, while silver was down by a minus 1.30%. Uranium still stayed at the negative indication of recording a percentage move, staying stuck on 0%. But for Brent crude, it had gone up by a 1% point, recording a positive 0.93%. For iron ore, it only recorded a minimal decline in a minus 0.19%, while copper had seen a 0.33% in its gains for its trading session. For natural gas, it recorded the biggest of these commodities with a positive 2.68% in terms of its last trading session. For currencies, heading over into the currency exchange rates and what you would find for your Namibian dollar, one USD will give you 16.98 Namibian dollars, almost touching the 17 Namibian dollar mark. For a euro, you will get 16.85 Namibian dollars. For a British pound, you will get 19.81 Namibian dollars, that indicating that the British pound had just dropped before, just below the 20 Namibian dollar mark. What you will get for your USD, as opposed to the other major trading currencies and platforms, for 1 euro, you will get 99 US cents. For 1 pound, British pound, you will get 1.16 US dollars. For 1 Australian dollar, you will get 68 US dollar cents.
On the Radar was proudly brought to you by Global Parts Namibia. Global Parts, global reach for best local prices and advice.